community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me this afternoon, we've actually got Alan Jeffcoat from the Federation of Small Businesses. Hi, Alan, how are you doing?
I'm doing very well, thank you. And of course, with this sunshine that we've now got this afternoon, it's really gorgeous.
And it's lovely.
And they're promising us that by this time next week, we could have temperatures as high as those in Greece.
And so, well, they're saying Sunday's going to be very warm.
Yeah, so
that's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah, lovely. Be able to eat ice cream now.
Oh, that'll be nice, won't it? That will be nice once again.
Get some ice cream.
Now, you want to talk to us this afternoon about women in the workplace, is that right?
Well, yeah. Yeah, the situation is that, you know, we're looking at the position with regard to small businesses in particular, and we find that women in business often face criticism in the workplace for being unambitious despite clear evidence of the on the contrary. And the FSB recognises the value of having women in business. For instance, Janet Jack is the Honorary National Chairman, is an owner of a bookkeeping and accountancy firm here in Essex, yeah, and is able to, do both jobs, and that's just in one area. And then, of course, Julie Lilly, up in our head office at Blackpool, is head of operations for the Federation of Small Business. So, you know, it's looking that way that women should be considered certainly in the position with regard to running businesses and opening businesses.
Well, I differ from a lot of men. I say a lot of men, from some men.
Yeah.
Where men are built for strength, women are built for intelligence, in my opinion.
Yes. Yeah. Well,
they are the far more, because they can do more than one thing at a time. Multitasking, yeah, comes very, very easy to a woman. You ask, yeah, a woman that's looking after a baby, she's actually can cook the food, yeah, and also answer the phone at the same time. And whereas a man will go, I'll stop him.
Yeah.
You look after the food. I'll answer the phone. It's one, yeah, thing for a man. One,
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Men are built to lug and lift. That's the bottom line of it all in nature. But, well, women are built for more intelligent things. So I can't see why they can't earn as much as a man.
Well, that, of course, I mean, when they're running their own businesses, they are actually earning as much as they possibly can that's suitable to come from their business. It's when a woman is employed in a biggish company,
yeah,
for instance, the larger companies, yeah, the Marks and Spencers, the Ford Motor Companies, the Sainsbury's,
yeah, yeah,
et cetera, et cetera, I think you'll find that there is this difference in wages or salaries for a woman in comparison with a man.
But that's sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, go on. You carry on.
That's notorious. That's through most companies, most,
yeah,
larger companies.
Right.
Not every single one of them, obviously, but most of them.
But what we're saying is that we're finding that these people that are running small businesses, for instance, 18% of the 4.8 million SMEs in the UK is led by women. And, you know, I mean, a fifth of them, yeah, one in five,
yeah,
of those SMEs are being run by a woman. And normally there's not too many people in those companies. They're normally one to five, maybe even up to, in some instances, 10 people employed. And, of course, obviously, the woman that's leading it is able to draw a salary that is comparable to the work that she's doing.
Yeah.
And using, as you say, her brains and intelligence in doing things, and multi-purpose. Again, you've just emphasised it, you know, that they can do this multi-purpose.
Of course, yeah,
and stand there. And we are finding this is a fact, and we hope that, you know, there's people sitting at home now listening to your afternoon programme of Drive Time who will think, so, hold on a minute, I could go out and do a job. I could do this. I could go and join a company.
Yeah.
I could even think of starting. I mean, since we last met, I've been judging the business awards for five different categories for the FSB. It's a competition that's run each year, and this year there were five categories. One was to do with IT selling, selling your business over IT. One,
yeah,
was for innovation, where people explained that they'd done something within their company which had raised the income of that company, or the turnover of that company. And it was amazing the number of jobs that were there. I mean, you know, there was one firm was actually the dog cake company. And they were making cakes for dogs' birthdays. You know, people would say that,
really?
It's my dog's birthday, can I have a cake?
What a fantastic idea.
Yeah, and of course, in addition to that, you know, they were selling food that is suitable for dogs. In addition to cakes and that, there's certain other items that they were adding to their list. And I was absolutely amazed. I mean, obviously, at the moment, competition is still on throughout the country, and the announcement will be made shortly of who the winners are. But when you look at the turnover of a company making dog cakes for dogs for birthdays, and you think to yourself, you know, what's it coming to? You know, my dog's 5 years old. Yeah, I want a birthday cake for 5 years.
I mean, that's huge in America, that sort of stuff, isn't it?
Well, it is, and it's coming to this country, and this firm is just absolute. It was a small business, and they were lapping up the situation with regard to there. And I personally, you know, the other two panel judges, I had this one, and I looked at the results because they had to answer certain questions, and we read the answers.
Yeah.
And the score was that I said to the other judges, what do you think of this? And I passed it over to them, and, you know, they agreed with me that I'd marked it extremely well, in considering that how... odd, if you, I think I've got to put that in inverted commas. I mean, your listeners can't see
it. It is different, isn't it?
But it is different, and it was making money, and people were buying.
I think that's fantastic. Free enterprise in a country can only ever be good. It's good for the government. It produces more tax, and I know from one of your little notes down there that the government are about to launch a £1 billion package to support the local shops.
Well, this again is another situation whereby we're really hoping that this is going to take place, you know, with the measures to include consultation on parking policies of councils. I mean, you know, we've taken it up, as you and I discussed last time, the business rates.
Yeah, yeah.
And car parking was one of the things that we hammered this local council on there. But, you know, when you look at their results and what they've got down there on paper, to show us that Brentwood is acting relatively well. I know a lot of people complain that there's no free parking, but in this idea, what they're hoping to do is that there'll be a yellow line grace period. In other words, where there are yellow lines at the moment will stop you from parking, there'll be an area of that will be allowed 10 minutes or 15 minutes to nip into the shop to buy your paper, and if you're still smoking, buy your cigarettes and that type of thing.
Now, as I've only been in the area for about a year and a half, I moved in from outside.
Yeah.
I've got to say that I found the parking in Brentwood really, really good, because a lot of the meters, you press it and they give you half an hour.
Yeah.
And you put the ticket and you don't get that outside Brentwood.
No.
That was quite alien to me to have that, because I thought you'd have to put money in right from the word go.
No, I think you get half an hour in at, you know, certainly Sainsbury's, you get half an hour.
Well, I went to the Tilehouse surgery this morning to see my doctor. Yeah. So I parked in at the road at the side of it, can't recall the name of the road, in one of the bays there, pressed the ticket, half an hour. And I went, this is just so good.
Yeah.
This is really, really good.
That's right. Well, you know, this is something, again, that we you know, as I said, when we did the review of business rates, one of the things that we couldn't really... say anything to Brentwood Council appertaining to parking. Now, a lot of people disagree with that, Mike, in as much as that they will say to you, well, you're wrong, you know, the parking is still too high. But, you know, what they've done is they've said, we'll give £1, I think it's £1.40, £1.70, is it? I'm not too sure the rate, for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Now, that... there's no rate between, there's nothing to 2 hours.
Yeah.
But the point is that that is very similar to what their rate was for 1 hour at one time.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper than what it used to be for 2 hours. But the idea is, by giving you that rate, that you will stay longer and say, oh, I'll go to so-and-so and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
I'll go to this, go there and have a cup of coffee.
Yeah.
And you spend money there because you're going to stay in town a little bit longer. Or you're going to walk down the high street and say, oh, I'll just go and see what this shop's got up for sale and whether there's anything from there for
for me.
I think people take, as you do in every walk of life, I mean, you could live next to the most picturesque area, but you take it for granted after a while. Yeah. And I think that's what's happening a lot here, to be honest with you, because moving into Brentwood, being an outsider a year and a half ago, I moved in and I couldn't believe how sweet life actually was, especially with the parking and a half hour. And I'm going, this is just really nice. There's trees and everything here. It is fantastic. So I believe that after a while, you do get used to that and you accept that as the norm.
Yeah.
If you go to other boroughs, especially London boroughs, that's not the norm.
Oh, no.
That's not the norm at all. No. They seem to be trying to get you for every single penny they can.
Yeah.
And when you come into Brentwood and live here, it's not that way. It doesn't feel that way at all.
Well, as I say, you've found that out as well, which is pleasing, you know, for that situation. One of the other things that is coming up now is hygiene food ratings. And these must be displayed in businesses, catering and hospitality sectors, schools and hospitals and nurseries. And in addition, the food manufacturers and wholesalers are also expected to comply with these regulations and will be required to undergo inspection. This is something that I think is excellent, that we are taking a look at our food situation within the shops, and especially in some of these places that where food has been sold over the years. But I'm hoping that this will it help people along to see that the display is on there, and if it says their hygiene is 4 and 5, then okay. If their hygiene's down 1 and 2, you know what you've got to do. You know, and we hope that the owner or the business people who are running that one will endeavour to get the grade upgraded to the 4 or 5 grade, which is obviously acceptable. So that's the situation there. And as I say, that £1 billion package, I think, is going to support local shops.
That'll be really good.
We're hoping that it's going to create jobs, because
I think it will.
It should, with the methods that they're introducing, introduce footfall.
I think that'll be really good, to be honest with you. Fantastic.
We've got a training on tap thing, which is coming up on March the 13th, if I may mention that.
Of course you can.
This is investigating procurement opportunities for business. And you attend the Eagle Pub on March the 13th from 6 till 8:30. And the Eagle Pub is at Kelvin and Hatch on the A128. And for those who've got sat navs, it's CM150AA. But if you want all the details of this event, it's fsb.org.uk/Essex/events, and you will find all the details on there of this. And it's open to members and non-members, and therefore if you want to go along and investigate procurement opportunities, this is a very good lecture. The last one we had in Colchester was oversubscribed and everybody enjoyed it and stayed well after the 2 hours was up.
Well, Alan, thank you very much for coming in and telling us all that this afternoon. And you can cut, say, if anything else happens, come down and see us again. Tell us all about it.
All right, John, we will. We'll keep you informed.
You have a lovely day in the sunshine.
Yeah. I won't come in my bikini next week, though.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.